Toyota operates their business with no layoffs. They are one of the few companies that still do that. First, I will overview the circumstances that led to this situation. I will go through the advantages of operating a business that does not perform layoffs. I will follow that with the disadvantages. I will conclude with an example of a company that moved from no layoffs to layoffs and its impact upon their business. Next, let's have a discussion about what drove Toyota to adopt full employment. Like in many situations, good comes from bad. This is what happened with Toyota. Toyota was going through some bad financial times and needed to decrease their costs. As a company instilled with honor would operate, they first laid off the senior managers that had led the company into the situation. Their next proposal was to lay off a significant number of hourly workers. The hourly workers were in a union, and the union strongly objected. This led to a compromise where the union allowed some layoffs coupled with a corporate policy of no future layoffs. Toyota management knows that they must make strategically beneficial decisions and grow the company because they cannot cut costs by laying off personnel. I want to highlight a significant point here. Unlike the majority of current businesses, Toyota understood that management decisions were behind the economic problems. They naturally felt that if management caused the problems, management should pay a price for causing those problems. It's always management's poor business decisions that lead to layoffs, not workers' poor business decisions. Toyota is one of the best-run companies in the world. What sort of advantages do they see from their no-layoff policy? First of all, it significantly improves employee morale. The employees feel pride in their work and accomplishment in its performance. If you don't have a no-layoff policy, then your intrinsic view of employees is that they are temporary. Under these conditions, you would seek to hire someone who has already performed the current job you are hiring for. If you have a no-layoff policy, then you hire the most intelligent employees you can find, train them to do the current work, and train them in the future to do future work. If you are a hotshot worker, you are often pulled to the most exciting work. With a no-layoff policy, ending up on an interesting project that fails does not penalize you. There are disadvantages and challenges to having a policy of guaranteed full employment. The challenges usually end up on the shoulders of managers. Managers no longer have the crutch of just laying off people to decrease costs. It incorporates a responsibility to strategically grow the business. If an employee feels like they are a carbon unit, that clobbers morale, which negatively impacts business improvement. Management, not workers, shoulder the responsibility of full employment. The hotshot employee will no longer take on work that is interesting, but migrate towards the safest work to perform. This leads to a dumbing down of your employee workforce. Theory X managers may believe that full employment will make workers lazy. Theory Y managers will know that this is not true. Somewhere between 7 and 12% of CEOs are psychopaths. One characteristic of a psychopath is that it does not bother them, or maybe it is something they even prefer, is to hurt people. If your CEO hires and fires an inordinate amount of people, then it is possible that they are a psychopath. As I mentioned before, full employment guarantee is a benefit for employees, but instills a responsibility for management. When HP was under the management of Carly Fiorina, the stock price dropped by 50%. Carly was the first HP manager to eliminate HP's full employment guarantee. She apparently did not read the book, The HP Way, written by Hewlett and Packard. I'm not implying that Carly Fiorina is a psychopath, but that move was a psychopath-like move. I should be clear that there were many more reasons than just the layoff policy that caused HP's value to drop precipitously to half its previous value. The last question is a critical question. Is the risk of a full employment guarantee worth the benefit? I think it really gets down to the quality of management in the business, the risk they are willing to take, and the business that you're in. The journey to greatness is neither fast or easy. You can definitely adjust how fast you go, but not how easy it is. There is definitely a sequence to greatness. I built the website www.buildyourtps.com. TPS is short for Toyota Production System. To guide businesses in their use of the tools of the Toyota Production System to take their systems to Six Sigma, just like Toyota.